Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk, a listener-supported ministry. In fact, thank you so much for being part of that support for James Dobson Family Institute.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Tim Clinton, Executive Director of the James Dobson Family Institute, and you're tuned into Family Talk. Joining me today is my guest, Baseball Hall of Famer, Daryl Strawberry. Daryl's a baseball legend, and his many accomplishments in the major leagues include 4 World Series titles, 8 All-Star Game appearances, and a nomination to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Though Daryl was extremely successful in his career, his personal life was also plagued with addictions, abuse, divorces, cancer, jail time, and other issues. Daryl finally found true redemption and restoration in Jesus Christ. Today, Daryl's purpose and passion are serving the Lord Jesus Christ by traveling the country and speaking a message of hope and restoration through the power of the gospel. Daryl's the author of numerous books, including the New York Times bestseller, Straw, Finding My Way, and The Imperfect Marriage, Help for Those Who Think It's Over. He wrote with his wife, Tracy. His newest book, Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life, is the topic of our conversation today. In 2011, Daryl and Tracy founded Strawberry Ministries, and they used their global reach to restore the multitudes through spiritual and practical life applications. Today, if you think it's too late, your life's a total sham, God could never use you, fix you, or call you, you've checked into the right place. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Tim. It was great to be with you.
Daryl, as we get started, congrats on your new book, Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life. What I love about it, it's the message of hope that doesn't matter where we've been, what we're going through, God is in the midst of it, and He'll see us through. Daryl, you certainly understand that message, don't you?
I understand it clear. You know, I think we all should, after experiencing the things we experience in life, we should understand the importance of who God is and how God waits for you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. You're not a mistake. We just made a bunch of mistakes. All you have to do is get up and clean yourself off, repent, turn from the wicked ways, you know, and He changes everything about you. The one thing I love about God, Dr. Tim, is He looks to change the heart of a man. If He can change your heart, He can change everything about you, because that's where the enemy lies inside of all of us, is deceiving us in our heart. And once we allow our heart to be well, then we're able to do everything that God created us for.
Yeah. Daryl, what a storied baseball career. I was reading a little bit about your past and all your accolades. You used to hit some bomb home runs. It's said that you hit a ball in Olympic Stadium, Daryl, that actually hit the ceiling. Is that true?
I did. That was opening day. I hit 2 home runs that day. That just happens to be the second home run. The first home run I hit in that ball game, the second home run I hit out for St. Clair, and it hit the top of the ceiling, and it was just a remarkable, you know, home run. I mean, I never could imagine myself hitting the ball that far. I just actually got a good swing on it, and it went straight up, and had it not been for the cover of the roof, they were talking about the ball probably would have been out of the stadium.
Oh, so my goodness.
It's a home run that I do remember. I will remember for a very long time.
Daryl also had 8 All-Star Game appearances, 4 World Series rings. That means championships. Daryl, so much in your career. A memory or two that really stands out up front here, just share with us that, you know, it's imprinted in your brain.
I just think it's the good memories of winning, you know, because I had so many moments in baseball. And I think when a player think about moments, You think about the importance of what a team concept is all about in winning, because it's very hard to, you know, bring guys together to be able to play 6 months out of a year, go through spring training and go through the hard times and getting ready and everything, and then finding out who are you and your identity of who you are. And we had to do that. And, you know, and 86 was a year. That was my first year of winning, but I was young, you know, and I thought it was going to happen forever, but it doesn't happen forever. You think it will. And just that team we had, and, you know, having Gary Carter and come over and be a big part of our team, and he just gave us a tremendous boost, you know. And it takes players, it takes every player to play his part. And when we got Carter, we just knew that we were headed in the right direction and we had a chance to win.
Daryl, your life story also has a real twist to it. You went down a pretty dark road, Daryl. I know in your new book you talk about how seasons change, and you reference Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 8. There's a time for every season under the sun. And this was a really broken, desperate piece of your life. Daryl, do you mind just telling us a little bit about maybe how you grew up and how a lot of that maybe fed into some of the decisions, bad choices, misfortunes that came your way?
Well, it's a part of growing up in a dysfunctional home, you know, raised an alcoholic father and dysfunction. You're broken from the beginning. Before I ever put the uniform on, I was already broken. So, you know, my pain led me to my greatness, and my greatness would eventually lead me to my destructive behavior. It doesn't matter who you are, black, white, rich, poor. The brokenness is real, and it sets on the inside, you know. And I always say lawlessness brings about brokenness and broken generation, and I was no different than anybody else. I think what happened was my life just played out more because I was in the public eye, and I was this big star playing Major League Baseball, and, you know, had so much talent. Everybody was wondering, well, what's wrong? What's wrong with him? I was hurting. I was empty. You know, the fame and the fortune, money never made me well. You know, the fortune of being famous never made me well in the midst of all that stuff. You know, I was always searching for about being well because my father had rejected me and said I was nothing. So I always believed in it, and playing baseball was just my great outlet, but I was still broken and I had all these issues, you know, and I grew up in this heathen lifestyle. You know, I had women all over the place trying to fill the empty voids on the inside. I was drinking and drugging, trying to fill all these empty voids on the inside of me, and it never worked. It just spiraled down. You just keep going down, and, you know, it's for the wages of the sin is death. And I was in that place too. For the wages of the sin, I was dying in my sinful ways. And it wasn't until I, you know, started turning the corner and making a real commitment for myself to follow God's principles and live according to the biblical principles.
Daryl, I know in a lot of the stories that you read about, people, when they're broken and desperate, they find God. You know that? And God's kind of a path to hopefully some type of new life. But in your life, Daryl, finding God is a whole lot different. You found God. There's something that really changed. Daryl, what really changed? What was different this time, say, than some of the other early commitments maybe or thoughts you had about making a change and they weren't working?
Well, I like that point when you say finding God. The problem is with so many of us, God has never been lost. You know, the problem is that we're lost. He's always been there. You know, and it's not until you enter in with him, then you will truly know him. You know, I think so many of us know him on the surface and know his name, but we don't know him because we never get into the relationship with him. And I was no different than anybody else's struggle. Say, well, I know God. Well, I know his name, but I didn't know him. Because, see, when you come to the place of knowing him, it's a different way that you see God. You see him as a loving, kind, compassionate, peaceful, joyful person. You don't see him as, you know, well, I got to be this way. No, he's not saying you got to be this way. He's saying learn to be holy and follow these principles and learn to live this way. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to point my finger at you like everybody else will when you fall short, because we all will fall short. But he says, pick yourself up and turn around. You know, and that's what it was for me. I finally decided, you know, that I was going to get rid of all these worldly things. I didn't want more fame. I didn't want more success, money, and all that stuff. I had all that. All that is meaningless. It doesn't mean nothing to me. I wanted him. I wanted to know him, and I wanted to know that I could put my trust in him, not in myself, but I needed to put my trust in God, that I would give my life to him and that he would use my life for his good, not for my good, but for his good. And when you start understanding God that way, that's how God really works. He uses your life for his good. When you get out of the way and you don't make it about your own ego, God's got a great way of utilizing you in such a way that you could never imagine. The platform that he will give for you, he will put it there for you to win souls. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Billy Graham's. I like a lot of ministers, but Billy Graham is my favorite because when I saw him preach, I saw him preach to the heart of the people to help people to repent and come back. And then that's so amazing. And that's what we've gotten away from in our society. And I think that's why we see so many people broken and don't really know God.
You're listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest today, Major League Baseball legend, Daryl Strawberry, has a brand new book out called Turn Your Season Around, How God transforms your life. Daryl, in your book, it's obvious and it makes sense that you would use baseball as your story, kind of in the backdrop of this, about battling your way through. Baseball, one of the interesting things about baseball, and people may or may not know this, is you have to become a master at handling adversity in life. You fail, what, 7 out of 10 times at the plate, Daryl, and you're a superstar. If you're hitting 300, you're a pretty good ball player. Daryl, in this piece of battling through life, everybody hits those moments where it's not the way it's supposed to be. When you're in a slump, how about that? When you're not hitting the ball like you should, Daryl. And you chronicle for us, you take men in particular, but you take us all on a journey of what happened in your life. Daryl, tell us how you laid out the book, and I want to start with God's grace, because that's the foundation of what you talk about, turning your season, your life around.
No question, Dr. Tim. It is the key to everything, to understand grace. You know, we as people, I think a lot of times don't understand the grace. We take it, but we don't understand it. Grace is something that you don't deserve, and He gives it to you anyway. So you see yourself when all these broken pieces of your life and understanding grace. And you know, it talks about it in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So we're weak. So what is He telling me? He's telling me that His strength is made perfect in my weakness. So I need to allow His strength to work instead of me dealing with the weakness of who I am. And when I do that, that means I understand that I don't deserve it, but He's given it to me. So I might as well utilize the grace that He's given to me and be thankful for the grace. And this is what happens in so many lives that ends up transformed. They get out of the way and they let God's strength be everything in their life. And they don't take it for granted. But see, Dr. Tim, as people, we have a tendency of taking things for granted with God and just think, well, He's going to forgive me. No, that's not always the case. Yeah, He's going to forgive you, but also He's going to punish you sometime, and He's going to let you go through that hard season. And that's what I had to go through. I had to go through those hard seasons and those dark seasons. People see me today and they think, well, this guy is totally different. But you don't realize that God has sat me for 7 years. Hmm. He sat me for 7 years being discipled, so I know I would be equipped, and I would no longer have a chokehold on my neck when I get in a pulpit and the devil's got a chokehold on you, because he knows that you're not preaching the truth and he knows that you're not living the truth. And that's the thing I didn't want to be anymore. I didn't want to be a hypocrite anymore. I wanted to live out the principles the way that we're all capable of living out. Dr. Tim, I'm not talking about being perfect. None of us are perfect. He's not talking about perfect people. We all got broken pieces. But He says, can you follow these principles and can you lead others, you know, through the hard times of life and show them that I am God, not us being God, but show them that I am God.
You know, Daryl, we all, according to the book of Hebrews, battle with sin, that we all have that besetting sin that really messes with us. You talked about in this chapter on grace, how you had everything, but you had nothing. And sin is what kind of intoxicated you, Daryl. You talked about wealth and fame and how it was a destructive path for you. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, because it's very easy when you have everything, when you don't have to worry about finance and you don't have to worry about living quarters and stuff like that. And who do you lean on? You don't lean on anybody but your stuff, because you have all the needs there. But when you don't have those things, who do you lean on? You know, and that's what it was for me. That was the turn of my life, because I had all these earthly things. I was just like King Solomon, you know, he had everything, but he goes on to say it's meaningless under the sun without God. How can a man have such great wisdom and knowledge and fall through the cracks? Because you know what? What happens to all of us? Our flesh get in the way and we want more of this and we want more of that. And we don't realize that somewhere down the line, it's going to destroy us. And that's what happened to King Solomon, you know, having his way of getting what he wanted. And I remember reading the book Ecclesiastes, and I was just thinking about how many times in the first 3 chapters he said, he was talking about himself. 46 times I circled I, and he was talking about himself. I built this. I had this. I did this. Now, had he stayed on the course of saying God built this for me, I wouldn't have never got in the way and thinking it was me, you know, and that's what happened in me in my baseball career. I got in the way thinking it was me until God sat me for those 7 years and made me realize that it's no longer about me. It's about Him. It's about his will. It's about his way. It's about his work. It's about loving people. And it's about speaking life. And when you get to that place, you get that I out of the way. See, there's no I in team. You know, there's I in I. You know, when we build that around ourselves. And, you know, I learned that process when I was a team player, that it was all about team. It was never I. And it's the same thing in our everyday life. When we get to that place of removing I out of the way and say, if it's God's will for me to be successful and be blessed, then so be it. But if not, that's not my number one goal. My number one goal is to be holy and live a righteous life according to the biblical principles and love people just like God loved us, because Jesus loved us first.
You know, I think in Scripture, Daryl, that it's idolatry what we're talking about here. 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourself from idols. It's those things that we begin to reach for in our everyday life, trying to satisfy the emptiness or the brokenness in our own soul. Maybe it's a painful past. Maybe it's whatever that has just left us begging for more, but it never satisfies our yearning. It never does.
And Dr. Tim, it never will. Trust me, it will never satisfy. See, because what we don't understand, like King Solomon said before too, he said that emptiness on the inside of every last one of us, that empty void and the empty place, it's a place that was created by God when he created us, that he's the only one who can fill it. We try to fill it with more of this and more of that and feel better. And it only satisfies you for a moment. Then you'd be back. Well, I need something new. You know, I've been there and done that so many times. But see, today, it's like the word. It's like the joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's like everything that I do. And when I get up in the morning, when I get up to worship, I get up to worship God. You know, I'm out of myself. And, you know, those are the things that brings everlasting joy, you know, because that keeps me joyful each day, because I'm not consumed with trying to create and more stuff around me and be in front of more people to say, look at who I am and look what I have. No, I mean, I think that's why God gave me a book. I mean, I wrote this book before the pandemic was even here, before COVID-19 was even here. And the Holy Spirit gave me the title. I said, well, what's the title? He said, Turn Your Season Around. Little did I know that we would all be in a place where we would have to turn our season around, and we would have to really look high to the hill and say, God, you still sit on the throne. You still control all of this. Why are we so going so crazy about what's happening? Because you know what's going to happen, and you knew it was going to happen before it happened. So I'm just grateful that God would use me and utilize my gift that he has given me to speak, you know, speak life into people and say, hey, we're going to have to turn our season around from all this, everything that's happened in this country over the last year or so.
Daryl, throughout your process of brokenness in that darkness, God was knocking on your heart's door. You tell a little story about being in the Betty Ford Clinic and your dad came to visit you, and that was a pretty rough visit. Daryl, do you mind sharing some of what happened there?
Yeah, it was a pretty tough visit. You know, I mean, he was like, well, you know, I'm struggling in life. You know, I'm broken and hurting. And I'm sitting right in front of him, and you were having this conversation, you know, on the family day, you know, just to talk about the hurt. He sat there and just like, you know, made it like it was, he don't even understand what I'm talking about. He don't remember none of it. And it was heartbreaking, you know, it was heartbreaking. And I went on to hate him for years and stuff like that. And then, you know, God would eventually change me, and God would eventually confront me. How dare I not go forgive him? And he has forgiven me. Because the forgiveness is really wasn't about my father. The forgiveness was for me, God was saying. And so many of us end up stuck in these places with people and relationships and wondering why we're still not victorious and wondering why I'm still, you know, living, you know, in this fantasy. I don't live in this fantasy no more. I live in this freedom. You know, I live in this freedom of Christ. I always wanted to be in this place. But Dr. Tim, I'm in this place now is because the forgiveness that I gave to my father set me free forever. I mean, I was wondering why I was so bondage and still hurting, even though I was preaching the gospel and I thought I was free. But God says, no, you was not free. You wasn't free until you let him go, until you released him and moved forward. And once I finally released him and moved forward, there was the freedom that I always was looking for, the freedom to just to be able to be the person that God had created. And you don't have to have this a wall up anymore and pretend like, oh, you have it all together. You know what? None of us have it all together. The only one had it all together was Jesus. So while the rest of us are sitting here pretending like we have it all together, we don't. We will never have it all together. And Jesus is the only one that has it all together. And his day of waiting upon you will be the day that you will enter into the kingdom and your life will no longer be here. And you will hopefully hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant. Those are the kind of stuff that you want to hear at your life. You don't want to hear the question from God, I gave you every opportunity down there and you just squandered it because you were about yourself and your egos and your pride and all the selfishness that kept you there. Because Dr. Tim, in this society, this stuff can keep you stuck and it can keep you from really moving into the destiny that God truly has for you.
Daryl, the only way you were able to offer that grace to your father, that forgiveness, was because you were anchored yourself in God's grace. Somewhere, you really believed that God loved you, that he forgave you, and that you could have a newness of life, Daryl. And that's what began to sow the seeds of turning your season around, your life around. I want you to share with people right now. Tell them about the Jesus you met and who he is to you right now.
Yeah, that's very powerful because, you know, when I think about Jesus, there's nothing else great. You know, there's no one greater. You know, when you think about him going to the cross in Calvary and shedding his blood for you, you know, for you, old filthy sinner like me, he would go to a cross and he would shed his blood and he would go to a tomb. And then early Sunday morning, he would get up and he would get up with all power because he would be resurrected because he spared all of us to have this life and have it more abundantly. When I think about this Jesus, I don't want anything else. Once I got a taste of Jesus, once I knew the cross, once I knew the symbol of the cross and that blood on the cross, that blood comes from a man with no sin. All the rest of us are sinners. All of us will fall short. When you can finally come to that place and understand that that's who you are and you have met Jesus, you have met a man who's sinless, who is holy, who is righteous, who will spare you, who will save you, who will give you grace and mercy over and over that you don't deserve. And he loves you right where you're at. And he allows you to come to be a part of him and a part of the kingdom of God. Hey, the kingdom of God is far so greater than anything that I've ever achieved on this earthly part of my life. I've had every home, I've had every car, I have had every bank account full of money and stuff, but I have never experienced what I feel from the love that Jesus gives me daily to rise up and be a great man of faith. That is the greatest gift one can give to himself. And when you experience that, Dr. Tim, you don't need anything else. You don't need to experience anything else. You experience the love of the Messiah, the one and only, the great I am, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus himself. What else do you need?
We're talking today about Daryl Strawberry, his life story. He has a brand new book out called Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life. Daryl, we have run out of time, but I want to ask if you're okay staying around. I want to do a part two, day two of this. We're going to talk more about the steps that God took you on to help turn your life, your season around, Daryl. If you're okay with that, we'd be honored to have you back tomorrow if you'd join us.
I'm good with that, brother.
Well, this is Roger Marsh, and be sure to join us again tomorrow for the remainder of this touching testimony. As an avid baseball fan myself, I really enjoyed Daryl Strawberry's story. It's inspiring to hear about the joy he has found in Jesus Christ, despite his resounding success on the baseball diamond. You can learn more about Daryl Strawberry, his thriving organization, and his new book by visiting today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. That's drjamesdobson.org, and then tap on the broadcast icon at the top of the page. Thanks so much for tuning into this broadcast and for your consistent prayer and financial support of this ministry. The James Dobson Family Institute is entirely supported by listeners just like you. Your faithful generosity, especially in 2020, has allowed us to continue ministering to families all around the world and into 2021, where we are right now. If you'd like to partner with us, go to drjamesdobson.org and learn how you can give a gift online. That's drjamesdobson.org or call 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. Please know how much we appreciate your support and assistance. Tomorrow, you'll hear the conclusion of Dr. Tim Clinton's interview with baseball icon Daryl Strawberry. You won't want to miss that broadcast coming up next time right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton for the James Dobson Family Institute. Are you leaving a lasting and godly legacy? When you think about your family after you're gone, are you worried about them? Or are you confident they'll hold on to what you've taught them? At the Dobson Family Institute, we're committed to helping you understand the importance of passing on your faith, not only to your children, but to your children's children too. Check out drjamesdobson.org today for helpful hints, tips, and advice to help make this happen. Remember this, your legacy matters. Don't waste it.